I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorist violence puts believers at risk in the Philippines. Details coming your way. And then later, to make ministry sustainable in the former Soviet Union, one group is focusing on the basics. There's a place for you in every story in today's lineup, so I'm inviting you to keep listening. And we'll begin today in the Philippines, where 3 days separated a twin bomb blast at a church in Jolo and another bomb attack Wednesday at a mosque in Zamboanga. ISIS is blamed for both. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte ordered security forces to crush the extremists behind the attacks. Asian Access's country director Herman Moldez says Muslims and Christians are working together to build peace. But the terrorists are after one thing: to wreak havoc with it.
Muslims are peace-loving in this country, and they don't want extremism. So they don't believe this group. So the bombing of the Catholic and the mosque symbolizes wanting to create war between Muslims and Christians.
In the rest of South, the danger for A2 leaders and church planters is actually outside the city centers, especially in the mountains. The risk? Getting caught in the crossfire.
Whenever you have military operation, it disrupts work, and sometimes they just withdraw and lie low.
In the days ahead, Moldez invites you to join him in praying for wisdom and vigilance.
Because one of the questions we are asking is, who are the group of people that will benefit from this bombing? So definitely at the moment, extremists claim responsibility, but we know that there are others who are going to take advantage of the situation.
Next, religious tensions are growing with more and more governments and small groups voicing threats against the followers of Christ. Ed Weaver, president and CEO of Spoken Worldwide, notes that their Christian workers have found it difficult to know who to trust. Places that traditionally have been indifferent or even welcoming to Christians are beginning to turn against them.
It's becoming more and more real that, you know, as various religions are becoming more radicalized, you know, I do think that you find that it's getting more and more dangerous.
Recently, some believers in North Africa were arrested due to connections with Westerners. However, it's hard to determine if the persecution is from political or religious motives. Often, governments accuse people of political infractions when the reasons for persecution are religious.
The reality on the ground is that people's lives are at stake. The very real prospect of jail is right there in front of people on a regular basis. But at the end of the day, it's all about trust. Who can you trust? Who can you communicate with? And, you know, how do you advance the gospel with that small band of believers that you do trust?
Pray that Christian workers would have discernment as they share the gospel in a world that's becoming increasingly hostile. And in the past, we've shared about the ministries that Slava Gospel Association supports, but we rarely talk about its most important work: training. SGA's Eric Mock says the organization supports nationally led seminary training, Bible Institute training, and church-based biblical training.
We can support missionary pastors. We can support humanitarian aid ministry. We can support orphan ministry. But if the churches themselves are not faithfully teaching the Word of God, then these churches will not be discipling people in the Word of God. And many of the ministries we have are rendered mostly ineffective.
But getting biblical training in the former Soviet Union is challenging, and that's why SGA is supporting three styles of training. But the folks getting trained are already living into their God-given calling, and the training is an addition to just help them better serve where they've been called.
We focus on encouraging and strengthening the national leaders and the national teachers. And where needed, we provide American pastors to offset and provide teaching in areas that are not fully developed in those countries. And so training becomes critical.
If you want to get behind biblical training in the former Soviet Union, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.